Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
Welcome back. And out of rhythm section, bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former King Biscuit of all of the Texas A&M schools, and the chancellor over there at that for a number of years. And now he's just a keen observer of all things going on and a very much sought-after mind all across the media. And we're so fortunate to have him hanging out with us on this day of that the Fed's meeting. He's already predicted, folks, that the Fed will raise rates today. And I think he's right about that. Bob, thanks again for being here. Folks, if you remember, a couple of years ago, President Obama kind of put the needle in Donald Trump at the correspondence dinner, and Mr. Trump didn't like it much. Bob, you've got a limerick in response to that, don't you?
I do.
A lot of people think that President-elect Trump decided to run. That kind of made him run at that meeting. Go ahead.
Okay. He was embarrassed at the correspondence dinner by a speaker who was notably thinner. He vowed revenge and went on a binge to prove that he was a winner.
All right, folks, there's your limerick. Do the haiku again that you did last time. I love that one.
He won without them, so why would he listen now to those who doubt it?
There you go. That's a limerick and a haiku, folks. That's a double shot there. Tell me where else you get this kind of culture, this kind of high-class stuff on any other radio show. Hey, Bob, thanks again, and good job. I've been fussing at him, folks, because he hadn't had any good limericks or haikus for us in a long time. And you got two more we're holding in the can till next time, right?
Well, I don't know. They are a little less favorable toward Trump. So,
well, that's okay. We're an equal opportunity disser around here. So I want you to talk to us about the 2017 economy under all the circumstances.
Well, I think the animal spirits have been loosed with this post-election period. Everybody seems to be excited. The financial markets are up. The consumer confidence is up. I'm very optimistic about the economy. I think it'll average over 3% for the first time in years. It's my guess. Yeah, it's just a guess.
Yeah, I think you're right. The American animal spirits have been held back by a horrible economic policy system. The Obama system has just been awful for the economy. It's been anti-business. The Republicans haven't fought hard enough, as far as I'm concerned, to fight this off. And we've been held back. Bob, we've had less than 2% growth for 8 years. In the history of the country, we've never had that before. And so this is unprecedented. I'm so sick of not being able to get excited about the economy and helping small business owners get excited and grow. I'm telling you, Bob, I think we, barring some kind of a black swan or some kind of a catastrophic event or something happening, which I worry about the stock market. I think we're overbought, even with the rally and even with all the exuberance going on right now. I still think it's overbought. It's in high territory. Barring something like stupid like that with the stock market, some kind of fear, digital fear and greed, I think we're looking at several years of Main Street economic growth. What do you think?
I think it's possible, yeah. Certainly there's a lot of pent-up demand and pent-up animal spirits. People don't realize animal spirits is a Keynesian term, so a lot of anti-Keynesians use it.
Right.
He used it with respect to fixed business investment, and other people now use it in terms of the stock market usually.
Well, are just the emotional part of it. I mean, what if you think entrepreneurs don't have an animal spirit, you don't know any of them, right? They there's no question about that.
That's part of their DNA.
Yeah, we're pathological optimists, and we haven't been able to be optimistic. But Bob, here's one of the good things. in the 8 years, the silver lining in all this has been going on is our balance sheets are better than they've ever been. So how much better can it be for a company to have a balance sheet, a strong balance sheet, as clean as a house tooth, going into a growth period? How much better can that be from a profitability standpoint, Bob?
Yeah. Also, the bank's balance sheets have improved a lot.
Yes, yes. So we're all stronger. We don't have as much exposure financially, fundamentally. So now we got to do is just add water to this economy and grow it, right?
Well, I hope one of your black swan events isn't some sort of trade war. We got to tread carefully there.
That's the thing, and my audience can count on me to hold Mr. Trump accountable for that. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Okay. See you, Jim.
And by the way, thanks for 19 great years.
You're quite welcome.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.